And it's time once again for Senior Moments.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.
And we're happy to welcome to our Senior Moments show for this week, State Senator Bill Dodd joining us via telephone this morning. Senator, welcome. Thank you.
Well, welcome. First of all, welcome back. We missed you, but I'm sure you had a well-deserved fun vacation.
Fun, I'm sure. Deserved, not so sure. But anyway, it was a good time. Let's jump right in, shall we? We focus, of course, on senior issues on the Senior Moments segment of the show. And I have to be honest, I haven't been focused on legislation regarding senior topics. So fill us in. What's going on in Sacramento? What's going on in your office in regard to issues affecting our senior population?
Well, first of all, just as a primer for that, former Assembly Member Cheryl Brown always talked about it in our meetings. The silver tsunami is coming. The silver tsunami is coming. People are starting to live longer, and the amount of seniors over 60 population in the state of California is soaring higher at a faster rate than any other state in the nation. In fact, the number of elderly people is supposed to double by 2025 to 6.4 million seniors. And by 2030, one in five Californians will be over the age of 65. And that's a higher proportion of seniors than even Florida, which is often known as one of the senior capitals. So yesterday was actually, it's kind of fitting, was Senior Day in the Capitol, and senior citizens from all, advocates from all over the state of California were in Sacramento. I went out and spoke to them, and I'll tell you, it's kind of an inspiration to see these folks that are just so dedicated to, helping others. It's not all about them. It's about helping their fellow man or woman. It's just, pretty incredible. So some of the things that I've been doing, this kind of goes back to even the Board of Supervisors when I was on the county board here. We were the first county, and still I think there's now two or three counties that require a permit and a background check for anybody that's caring for our senior citizens. And we know by talking to our district attorneys, in my legislative district, I have six counties, so six different district attorneys, and they all say the same things. The amount of crimes perpetrated on seniors is going through the roof. Elder abuse is rampant through our communities, and a lot of it is happening from the people that they entrust to give the care for them. So Napa County is doing a great job with what we were able to do there, I would say, somewhere around 8-9 years ago. And what I'm doing is, first of all, every June, and since I've been in the legislature, June is Elder and Vulnerable Adult Abuse Awareness Month in California. I always do this resolution recognizing seniors and recognizing this issue and trying to elevate the importance of physical, financial, and emotional mistreatment of seniors. It's brought a lot of attention to this problem while it's still encouraging advocates to continue working collaboratively to stop it. I have SB 314. This bill protects seniors and dependent adults by adding abandonment by a caretaker to the definition of elder abuse. Even during the fires, if you can believe this, in some areas in the North Bay, caregivers actually left their senior citizens behind to go to safety and really put this frail elderly in a very, very bad position. And the district attorneys told me that the best way to deal with that was to be, to make sure that, right now that would have been a misdemeanor before this bill. And it just adds, more penalties and puts more attention on it. So that's something that kind of hit right home, here in Napa County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We seem in the different segments of this program, talking with caregivers and providers of different services, we hear a lot about isolation, that a lot of seniors are just disconnected from the community largely. They may have no family that they're close to, and they may live alone. And so it makes me wonder if people know what the resources are. They know where to go for information and for help on some of these things. How are we doing in that score?
I think particularly in Napa County, actually, the entire North Bay is doing a really good job in that area. We've got a stellar Commission on Aging. Betty Rhodes was my appointment to the Commission on Aging, and I think she's still there. I know she's on the regional board as well. Mm-hmm. And I think through the senior center in downtown Napa, I've had a senior forum down there. I just noticed that that's an area where they get a lot of the word out, on the internet. But, it's probably never good enough. And they're always searching for ways to have outreach to seniors. But I really impressed with, with the, what the city of Napa and the county of Napa is doing, in this area.
Does it seem, in coming back to what you were talking about, elder abuse issues and caregivers and so forth, are we mostly talking about problems within families where a member of the family is the caregiver, or are we talking about services, things that people are paying for?
First of all, there are issues all the time with family members. It's a sad. Fact, and that's why brothers and sisters and other family members and friends really need to pay attention to what's going on with somebody that they really care a lot about. But in this particular case, it was mostly those providing services that they're actually paying for mm-hmm. that perpetrate those type of crimes. Another bill that I'm authoring this year, Barry, is SB 214. It's a little bit different twist. It passed the Senate Health Committee last week. It'll go before the entire Senate, I believe, next week. And it would allow Medi-Cal recipients to make transition from skilled nursing facilities to receiving care at homes, getting residents, into the most integrated community setting possible. And a lot of times, frankly, what that does is it saves the state money. It saves Medi-Cal money. When people can age in place mm-hmm. in their homes instead of these skilled nursing facilities, the statistics show that the quality of life, accelerates, and the cost, the cost savings is something like $60,000 a year. Hmm. And essentially, once again, a federal program may be, going out, and this bill would also, if that federal program does stop in, in 2020, it will allow the state of California to continue down this line. So essentially, in the last year, they've successfully transitioned 3,600 people from institutional settings for an average savings of $60,000 per year. And I said this year, that's in the last 10 years, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But it's real money, but more than real money, it's real comfort, I think, for seniors that can get out of those skilled nursing facilities.
Yeah, for sure. And sort of fitting into that, aging in place and so forth, we all know there are a lot of seniors in this community and everywhere who have way more house than they need at this stage in their life, but maybe that house is paid for. Maybe the complications of, changing residence, it's just not worth it, even though, you got three or four bedrooms and you're living here alone. At the same time, we have this housing crisis. It seems like there's an opportunity to provide some incentive for people to downsize, to combine, have multi-person households instead of individuals living alone in big houses. Is there any movement in that direction in Sacramento?
I haven't seen any movement in that direction in terms of legislation. But as I've gone out to these senior forums, that has certainly been a topic of conversation. We actually have some Proposition 13, for example, you know, there's really no reason for somebody that's got a real, that's, you know, been living in their house for 30 years, you know, to sell one house, a bigger house, and move to a smaller house, because the taxes on the smaller house more than likely would be a lot greater than they would be on the larger house.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there's some, you know, maybe there's some room there, you know, for some legislation. Although, once again, because that was an initiative, any changes in that have to be done by initiative as well. So it becomes a little bit more complicated. So it sounds like, you know, maybe what we could do is you know, perhaps there are tax breaks for seniors that are on fixed incomes that are sharing, you know, home sharing. But that's a great idea.
Yeah, I was thinking if there was some way to avoid the capital gains, you know, in a trust or for the individual that might occur from, you know, selling this big house and moving to something smaller, it would free up housing stock and, you know, the tax implications is probably what keeps a lot of people from doing that, right?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, and we've got, I'll tell you, Gavin Newsom, our governor, is, you know, really, I've talked to you before about this, in the weeds on these issues.
Right.
Yesterday was all about kids and what was going on in the state of California, but he's made a big commitment in the area of seniors, you know, as well. And I think he sees, you know, very, very clearly, you know, what this means to so many as our population, you know, ages. And we're heretofore under, you know, Governor Brown, a bill that like that may, you know, may very well have been vetoed, where I think somebody like Governor Newsom probably would look favorably on that type of policy, because, you know, the solutions to our housing problems, even with seniors, are multifaceted. There are no silver bullets.
We're talking with State Senator Bill Dodd as our guest on the Senior Moments program for this week. We're coming back with more in just 30 seconds.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we're back on Senior Moments. This week we're talking with State Senator Bill Dodd about legislation and initiatives in Sacramento affecting the senior population. You know, one of the subjects, probably the subject you and I have talked about more than anything else the last couple of years, has been wildfires and the resulting analysis and actions to prevent more wildfires and so on. One of the impacts seniors are going to feel is an increased utility bill. Last time, first go round, I think we were talking about something like $12 a month as the distributed impact around the state. What do you have information-wise for seniors who watch every dollar on fixed incomes in regard to the current utility bill status, where things going to go, and you know, what they can expect down the road as of that cost coming to them?
Well, I don't have very much good news on this front. Not only is it PG&E, but now as a result of these wildfires and PG&E's bankruptcy, we have the bondholders for Southern California Edison, for example, San Diego Gas and Electric, even the public utilities, L.A. Department of Water and Power and SMUD, all their bondholders are saying, you know, that if the legislature doesn't do something, it doesn't do something soon, that those rates are going to go up, and or their interest rates will go up because they're going to downgrade their credit rating. And what that means is higher costs for, higher costs for solar and wind contracts, because those are all part of the, their credit rating is all part of the contract. And so the big concern is that ratepayers everywhere in the state of California, not just PG&E now, could have rates that they opined at, I think that's probably your reference, the University of California professor, you know, something on the order of $140 to $150 a year. Mm-hmm. And it could go up from there. So what we're working on right now, not only for seniors, it's really important for seniors, but it's really important for everybody that is a power user, even our businesses. We're trying to find, a backstop so that when we do have one of these events, that we don't have utilities that have to, because we have this inverse combination that we've talked about in the past,
right?
Where the utility retains all the liability, even if it's not their fault. Case in point, the Tubbs fire. It was proven it wasn't PG&E's fault. Well, they're responsible for making everybody whole, including the insurance companies. This is a part of the state constitution. And so we're trying to find a backstop, a way of insuring against these big wildfire catastrophes, so that we can provide stability to the utilities so the rates don't go through the roof. And that's something that, we're working with the governor's office. I've got, we've got a hearing on it today, and then we've got a meeting in the governor's office, later this afternoon. The Senate and the administration, we're working hand in hand and hope to have some sort of resolution before we go on summer break. That would be on July 10th.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, there are already programs in place that assist people on very low incomes with utility bills. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's true. Those are called the lifeline rates. So if you are low income, you can go online, pg&e.com, and look at their rate structure, what it is to qualify. I know a lot of seniors in Napa qualify for that already. And by the way, you don't have to be a senior, but anybody that falls below their minimum income threshold, can get lower power rate.
Yeah. Well, good information. And, of course, any senior listening who would like to find out more about anything you've mentioned or have ideas for you about issues, they can, I'm sure, contact your local office.
Absolutely. We would love to hear from you. We are planning to do another senior forum this summer at the Senior Center. The last time we were there, it was incredibly well attended, and we look to do that again.
Outstanding. State Senator Bill Dodd, our guest on Senior Moments this time. Thanks for your time this morning.
Anytime, Barry. Thank you.
Take care. And time for a break as we wrap up. Listen for Senior Moments every Wednesday at this particular time.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.